Hello, and happy Clue Day. It is July 1st. I'm Hirosha Scheib. You are watching Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. And today is Clue Day. The World Key has been released, and the clue has dropped. And there is a mini hunt of $1,000 in BTC at a geolocation in Taipei. So, as you already know, I like geolocations. I like that people are able to get out there and explore, be Dora the Explorer, be, Indiana Jones, if you will, Drake from Uncharted, just getting out there, exploring, networking within your clans or your individual grouping, getting to these locations and acquiring the key. So we're going to get into the clue. We're just going to focus on the clue today. Keep it simple. And talk about a couple things that are associated with the clue. And some improvements, I think, with the disclosure with this clue about... Okay. So as you can see, the other geolocation, the Freedom Key, has been found. It hasn't been publicly disclosed as of yet. But that the last geolocation key has been found. So we have the World Key - Taipei. The clue is called Taipei 101. And the clue reads as this. One key and an additional 1,000 in BTC have been distributed at all corners of Taipei by our agents. Note, the game makers have stated this a couple times, but for clarifications to anyone who doesn't know this, or any new hunters, the BTC that is given out in these mini hunts does not come from the main prize pot. These are separate Bitcoin amounts, if you will. The treasure is split into a set of 5 pieces. Maybe prepping the hunters here with the use of Shamir. One set of 5 pieces will be distributed at Taipei ABS, or the Asian Block Summit, 2019, on July 2nd and July 3rd. Another duplicate set has been distributed and is now available within a small radius of all locations provided below. And here are the geolocations 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See you in Taipei. So if you get to these geolocations today, you have the prize bounty and the key. If you're not able to get to these geolocations, well, you still have 2 separate occasions to at least acquire the key for your individual self or the clan. So the Asian Block Summit, July 2nd through the 3rd, as is stated, there's over 4,000 blockchainers in Taipei City in Taiwan. There's a lot of these conferences that occur within the Bitcoin space, like any kind of industry. They were more frequently during the ICO craze. But a lot of these now that are occurring, at least within the last half of 2018 and beginning of 2019, have been more professional, been more dev-centric, been more, less shilling and more informational and trying to build and bridge and almost in a sense more of a fancy like Bitcoin meetup, a number of these different conferences. But it's taking place in Taipei. So there's quite a bit of competition as soon as word gets out. And even though I'm on Twitter and different other social outlets, WeChat is very big in Asia. So I imagine some people on the WeChat have gotten this information, or even Twitter or whatever outlets are available out there within the Taipei area and the social media circles of the conference goers. I imagine that you're going to get people just coming out and trying to acquire $1,000 in BTC. As I mentioned in my in the weekly update that is up, right there is a link, as well as a link at the end of this episode. There is a Binance Super Meeting that's also taking place in Taipei, which is July 2nd, at the same location in the Marriott Hotel. And then I just kind of threw this up here just to show that the densely populated city. There's a lot going on here via the Google Maps. We do have geolocation coordinates, but they did state, and I want to go back to the clue. It is a small radius of all locations provided below. I appreciate that word phrase because, again, with the room key, there wasn't that room phrase. It was just a flyer. And many people just kept going and going back to the exhibit, going around the exhibit, talking to people from the exhibit. They didn't really know what was going on. And the fact of the matter is that the QR code is outside the building in that general vicinity, using a kind of a, culturally speaking, a very Western emphasized stickering objects or buildings, if you will, or hydrants and things of that nature for the QR code. But stating now available within a small radius of all locations, with the awareness of what happened with the room key and that little phrase, it kind of gives hunters out there and clan members to be like, look out all around you, look for anything that is odd. Everything is a clue. You're going to be just like a mad person just dashing around looking at these grid coordinates. So good luck to the hunters. Good luck to the clan. The world key is out. Is in Taipei. You have the opportunity to acquire $1,000 in BTC or earn that key for yourself or for your clan. This is Hiroshi Shibe. This is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters. And on with the hunt.